For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the Catch Up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Well, we've had a week off, but the NRL is back, MG, and round 16 kicks off in less than 2 hours. The ladder leading Dragons taking on the cellar-dwelling Parramatta Eels.
That's not often one would get excited if you see the prospect of first versus 16th. But I must confess, I'm really looking forward to tonight. I think maybe because we haven't had NRL for a week or two, like at its proper level. And I don't think I know what's going to happen tonight. You know, the Dragons have got stars backing up galore, where the Eels are in a bit of drama. We're going to talk about the Eels in a minute, about all the players who are looking to go there next year. So it could give some hope to Parramatta fans, who, by the way, give us a buzz on 133353.
Yeah, well, we want to hear from you, Parramatta fan. If you're a Parramatta fan, we're going to talk about 2019 next, essentially. Reports out today, some players you're targeting for next season. We want to get your thoughts. We will speak to Brent Reed about the speculation the NRL could possibly be standing down a player for the remainder of the 2018 season, MG. It's a big story.
It is.
We'll speak to Reedy shortly. And then, MG, if you reckon Australia was upset about the Socceroos getting knocked out,
wow,
how do you reckon they're feeling in Germany right now? The reigning world champions are gone from the World Cup. They finished last in their group.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Now, one England fan, I know we've jumped on board the England bandwagon in the World Cup, but one England fan has gone completely over the top.
Okay.
We'll tell you about that at the moment. You need to be following us on Instagram, at Rush Hour Triple M, to see this. It is absurd. But up next, Blake Ferguson, the Morris twins,
Blake Austin,
all these potential recruits for the Parramatta Eels. If you're a Parramatta fan, 133353, who needs to stay, who needs to go, what needs to change? MG, you think they might have missed somebody?
Look, all them names that you've mentioned are quality players, and look, Parramatta need a bit of a out with the old, in with the new, don't they? Even though the Morris brothers have
pretty old,
past their used by date, but they would offer a club untold experience for a year or two.
All right, the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Trending now.
MG, Parramatta Eels, 2017, they finished fourth, 16 wins. They went out of the finals in straight sets, but narrow loss to the eventual premiers, the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah.
This year, so much hope. We spoke to Brett Arthur at the beginning of the year. Now they sit bottom of the table, just the 3 wins for the season, and a collective club and supporter base asking what the hell's gone wrong.
Yeah, let's face it. Semi Radradra was a massive loss for the Eels. Irreplaceable, one would think. But if Blake Ferguson is rumoured to be going there, could go a long way to, you know, bolstering that wing that Semi Radradra left. His go forward was it's so underrated. Semi Radradra started to set off beautifully. You could have a backline Parramatta if all goes well next year, looking like Cliff Gutherson at fullback, Ferguson and either French or Jennings on the wing, with the Morris boys in the centres, with Austin and Moses at halves.
Well, the way they line up for tonight, and this is off the back of
that's presuming Hayne and Corey Norman are exiting.
It's off the back of a story our man Brett Reed, who we're speaking to next, wrote today in The Australian, that the Eels are exploring options around Blake Ferguson from the Roosters and both the Morris boys from the Bulldogs.
Penrith and Parramatta have the biggest junior nursery in the world, or Central Coast as well. All these players rumoured to be going there, it suggests to me that they want to try and win the comp as early as next year. Well, with the nursery like Parramatta's got, you should put a couple of young blokes from their SG Ball, their 20s or their Jersey Fleague in there at the moment and start blooding them.
The Morris twins are 31 years old. Blake Ferguson's 28 years old. There's also speculation about Blake Austin coming to the club, also 27 years old. They would all suggest that Parramatta think they're a team who can win the competition, if not next year, certainly in the near future.
It'd be the next 2 years, because they're putting all their eggs, by the sounds of things, in one basket.
Dan in Wilmot, Parramatta fan, who needs to stay, who needs to go?
I think that Corey Norman needs to go. But I think if Blake Austin goes to Parramatta, I think that'll ruin him as a player, to tell you the truth.
Who, Blake?
Yeah, Blake, mate.
Why are you?
Hey, how you going, Dan?
Good, mate.
How's Wilmot tonight, brother?
Oh, it's pretty cold, mate.
Yeah, good boy, mate. Oh, look, Blake Austin's got a lot to give. He's unwanted at the Canberra, by the sounds of things. They've signed Souza for a couple of years, and by the sounds of things, Austin's on the way out. Parramatta could need him. He's experienced. Look, Parramatta need something, don't they? They need something at the moment, and they've had a year from hell. I think Aaron Woods would have been good for their club as well. Junior Paulo is going there next year from Canberra. They need that. Maybe Aaron Woods would have been a good asset to them as well.
Woodsy, who's just become a Shark.
Yeah, but too late now.
Mm.
Too late now.
Andrew, you're floating around the city of Sydney. Parramatta fan?
Yeah, Sydney East, but born in Para, and I wear my Parramatta Eels on my sleeve.
Good on you, mate.
So, I love all the teams, really, to be honest, but I'm a Parramatta fan. Mm. And, MG, you're absolutely right, and thanks for having a chat with me too, fellas.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, cool. Just bring all the new, the young blood through. If we're going to lose, let's get these guys in there. Teach them their craft and skills.
Yep.
And we don't mind losing. We're just sick of losing with all these players who are coming through and don't really perform. Right? And they get paid really good money.
Yeah, I think Parramatta's either got to go. Look at two things. They've got to go through short term pain for a long term game and blooding some juniors, or they've got to say, okay, like you said, Liam, within the next 2 years, we want to win a comp. So we've got to stack this team with experienced backline players. We need a couple more forwards, which will come maybe in the next 6 to 12 months. But we definitely need to win a comp in the next couple of years. But otherwise, as I said, the junior nursery, Parramatta, Penrith, Central Coast, Newcastle is immense. Surely there's some players running around in the juniors there you can identify and go, aha, let's get him in. We've got nothing to lose.
Our man Brent Reed might be able to shed a little bit more light on that. But up next, he's going to join us, read his mail. MG, news just in that Jack Whiten has been stood down by the Canberra Raiders for this weekend's clash against the Broncos.
That's massive.
Over the court appearance, which broke today. Brent Reed will be able to shed some more light.
I'd go as far as to say no Whiten, Raiders, no chance.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M up next. Jack Whiten stood down for the weekend. Will it be for the remainder of the season? We'll find out next with Brent Reed. It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9. Triple M, 90 minutes away from kickoff round 16 action between the Dragons and the Eels. Anthony Maroon, Wendell Saylor. MG will tell you who wins that one and why from 7 o'clock with Triple M NRL Primetime. And make sure you're following us on Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M, because in about 10 minutes or so, we are going to reveal the image, MG, of what this England fan has done. He's gotten... It's out a long way ahead of himself this World Cup.
You're keeping it secret from me. I can't wait to see it myself.
You've jumped on board the bandwagon. I really hope this isn't you that's done this.
No, it's not me.
That's coming in about 10 minutes.
I played the fifth.
I think that's American, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's welcome in this man.
Reedy. You got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Brent Reed, integral member of the Triple M NRL team and writer for the Australian. Very quickly, we just spoke about the Parramatta situation.
Yeah.
Who do you expect to be there next year out of those players we spoke about, realistically?
Well, Ferguson's an interesting one because Newcastle are in for Blake Ferguson as well. Mm. Look, the Roosters would like to keep Blake Ferguson, but Blake's been playing for unders there because they re-signed him last year when he was in a bit of trouble. And I think Blake Ferguson, his management view this next contract as one where he can make some genuine money. I don't think the Roosters will pay him that because they see him as a winger. So if it comes down to money, he won't be at the Roosters. He'll be either at Newcastle or Parramatta. I don't think Parramatta was sold on him, but I think after meeting him, Brad Arthur met him last week, sat down and spoke to him. I think he walked away pretty impressed with Blake, because if you sit down with Blake when he hasn't had a drink, he's a top fella, a great fella. So I think... Newcastle are definitely... I think it'll end up at one of those two clubs. I don't know which one. The Morris boys is an interesting one as well, because there's several clubs after both interested in both Morrises. And the Bulldogs have said to their manager, Dave Riolo, look, Dave, we understand that you're out looking at other clubs. And obviously their salary cap situation has improved in the last couple of days with Moses and Aaron going. They've said to Dave Riolo, look, keep us informed. Give us an opportunity. We want a chance to maybe make these guys an offer down the track. Come back to us when you've negotiated with these other clubs and give us an idea of where it's at. The Smoky with Brett Morris, I reckon, St. George. They're looking for a winger, and Jason Nightingale is probably going to retire at the end of this year. It'd be a great story going back to his old club. I'm not sure how far that's progressed, but I reckon that's one to keep an eye on. Josh, I'm not sure, but he's definitely got options in the NRL, and I think he'll stay in the NRL somewhere. It wouldn't surprise me if he stays at Canterbury.
Mm. Yeah, well, they've both got some, at least 2 years to offer.
Yeah, they're both. I think they've had good years this year.
They've been
particularly Josh.
Will Hopewadi and them two in the back line have been fantastic, and up front, Josh Jackson and Clemmer have held their own as well. But what about Blake Austin? What's his go?
Well, I mean, the situation in Canberra is obviously that they're not making him an offer. They made him a massive offer last year, which he rejected. He said, I want more. He held out. He backed himself, and it's backfired on him because the offer's not there now.
Wow.
And there is not an offer on the table for Blake Austin at Canberra. I don't think there will be. So he's basically up for grabs. Parramatta, obviously, I don't think Corey Norman will be at the club next year. I think that's a fait accompli. I'd be stunned if Jared's there because... You know, they're obviously talking to Blake and the Morris brothers and you know, I'm not sure where Jared fits in with all that happening. So, you know, they need a 5'8", obviously, unless they move Gutherson to 6. So Blake Austin's obviously an option there. And I'm not sure money-wise how much Blake would be asking for now, given, you know, he hasn't got a lot of options on the table by the sounds, but so he could be a good pickup for them.
Well, Reedy, let's move on from Parramatta and Canberra, the nation's capital. Jack Whiten. It's come out today that he has been pled guilty to assaulting 5 men and urinating in public on a night out celebrating his birthday in February. He entered the plea in the ACC Magistrates Court this morning to 2 charges of assaulting occasional bodily harm, 3 counts of common assault, and 1 charge of public urination. He's been stood down for this weekend's game against the Broncos. Where is his future at for the remainder of 2018?
So basically what's happened is Canberra had a decision to make today. If they didn't stand him down, the NRL was going to come over the top and stand him down this weekend because they watched CCTV footage of the incident today, and basically they felt after watching that, they had no choice. He had to be stood down this weekend. Now, Canberra will go away next week and make a decision on whether how long he's stood down for, but... You know, I would think they've got to stand him down for at least a month, or again the NRL will come over the top and suspend him for that long. If you remember Jacob Loco, and I think it was Georgie Tafua a few years ago, they had a fight in public.
Yep.
They were suspended, I think, for 4 games each, from memory. Well, this is worse. So you would imagine, you know, that was 2 guys fighting each other, 2 footballers. This is a guy actually fighting members of the public and several of them. So I'd be stunned if he doesn't get... anywhere up to 6 weeks or more.
So the NRL have seen and viewed the footage?
They've seen, they watched it today.
Upon viewing it, they've said, nah, he can't play.
Yeah, they watched the footage today, and I think basically their reaction was, this bloke can't play this weekend. So, you know, as I said, those guys got four games a few years ago. This is worse. You know, you've got to say this is worse, given it's members of the public he's fought with. It's more than one. I'd be stunned. You know, he may be lucky to play again this year. I think he probably will play again this year.
They can't win without him.
Well, they can't. I think we can put a line through him now.
Yeah.
They're playing, it's 8th v 9th taking on the Broncos this weekend. This is a team that if they wanted to play finals, they would need to beat. Ricky Stewart must be pulling his hair out because he's just got Hodgson back.
Yes.
And now he loses Jack Whiten, who is leading the club for try assists and metres run this year. And even if it's just for this weekend, but Reedy, as you say, more likely for at least a month, that's games missing against the Broncos, the Bulldogs, the Cowboys and the Sharks, all winnable, potentially. So there goes the Raiders' season.
Yeah, you feel for the all concerned.
There's a journo. Always at work.
He's got a scoop now.
That's a carton of beer, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a keg.
Until he's new.
Yeah, but it is. It's intriguing. And look, if Raiders can manage a win against Broncos, we might see some more development next week.
The only positive I would say for the Raiders is they've got Nick Kotrick. And long term, I think they believe Nick Kotrick. In fact, there's talk at the club next year about... Well, there was talk about Jack Whiten moving to 6 and Nick Kotrick playing fullback for them next year. So they've got Nick Kotrick there. He can play fullback. He's obviously a really good player. So that's the only positive I would say. They've got Nick Kotrick in the system, ready to go at fullback, and he's a pretty handy fill-in.
All right, I'll tell you what, Reddy, stick around because we do want to cover off this Denver test and the fallout, particularly around these New Zealand players, which continues.
Just don't mention Marty DePauw.
I think he's still on a plane. It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We'll find out what's happened to all the Kiwis players next.
Grave disappointment for Australia.
With the Socceroos out of the World Cup, it's time to start supporting some of our other successful Aussie teams.
Cricket?
Nah.
It's the Rush Hour with MG.
What about them? 6-0 against the Poms.
Yeah, we're battling. We're battling. MG, Liam Flanagan, Brent Reid from The Australian joining us as well. Because Reedy, we've got to talk about this Denver test. It was a nightmare if you're a New Zealander. The Kiwis got smashed 36-18 in that game against Denver. This is how it started. This was the anthem at the beginning of the game. I mean, if that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what.
It's Roseanne Barr like, isn't it? Roseanne.
But since the actual game itself, Reedy, it's gone from bad to worse for the Kiwis players.
Yeah, but I feel a bit sorry for them. They're a bit unlucky because, I mean, I think their plane, one of the planes got hit by a lightning and they had an electrical storm over there and the players got delayed. I mean, they made the English team came out, flew home straight away. The Kiwis waited 24 hours and that's what's cost them. I mean, Marty Tapau, I think Marty's only got home this morning, tried to get in touch with him today and apparently was told he was in bed all day. So, you know, obviously Marty, we saw his social media message. He wasn't overly happy, Marty. I understand why, but...
Nothing that a good first-class seat would
fix. Yeah, exactly. It's disappointing, though, because...
You'd upgrade him in a heartbeat when he got to the desk, wouldn't you?
First class. There you go.
I mean, the game was... to a degree, the game was a success.
I loved the game.
19,000 people.
I loved it.
And it was a really good game to watch.
I loved it. I went straight from Soccer World Cup into the Denver test.
But the aftermath just... been a disaster, really. I spoke to the promoter today, actually, and Jason Moore, and the guy pieced it all together, and he said, look, we're going to push on. We're going to push on. This is just the start. I want to take more games to America. So if people think he's going to go away, they've underestimated him.
Craig Bellamy doesn't know where Big Nelson is.
No, he's training. He's training as we speak. He got there. He got to Adelaide. So, and from what I hear, he will play MG, but he may play off the bench. So,
what about just lastly, Origin players in doubt? Those that will and those that won't play. Is there any that stand out at the moment who definitely won't?
Yeah, there's some really interesting mail going around at AMG. I mean, the mail with the Queensland team is there'll be one change, and that'll be. Jared Wallace will drop out and Joe Alfengaro will come in. The interesting one for me is New South Wales. There's a whisper going around today that if any New South Wales forwards are injured, Davita Pangai Jr. will come into the team. Now, if you remember, he played for Tonga last week, and I've rung around today, and I'm told that Brad Fittler's a huge fan of Davita Pangai Jr.
So what, Sims? Jumps over Sims?
Well, I suppose it probably depends on which players go down, but... You know, obviously he played for Tonga last week. It would mean Andrew Fifita would have played for New South Wales if he could have.
So Andrew Fifita would be filthy.
It's one to watch your space. It might be a bit of errant mail, MG. I don't know. But pretty strong.
Where there's mail, there's your trail.
Oh, you've just made that up. That's pretty good, mate.
You can take it if you want.
You didn't know.
Just quickly as well, Raymond Faitala-Mariner's season is over because of the PCL injury suffered in that game as well. So...
I'll tell you what's really interesting with that, though. If you remember, the NRL about 2 months ago brought in a salary cap dispensation for players injured in representative duty if they miss the rest of the season. Mm. Well, because he is out, Canterbury today announced Chris Smith from the Roosters.
Yes.
They've signed him using that salary cap dispensation that they got for Raymond Faitala-Mariner.
Common sense.
Yeah.
Well done.
So, good result then.
Manly are trying to find out if Jackson Hastings played in that game in any way and they get salary cap dispensation.
Well, I think they've lost Aku, haven't they?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Just if Marty Tapau's out there listening, which I assume he would be, Darren Lehman's theory on jet lag, the way to get over it as quick as possible.
Have a beer.
Go out and have a decent night on the top.
If he's listening, tell him to ring in. Ring in, Marty.
Marty.
You got my text.
133353.
Well, you think he'd be awake, because if he's jet lagged, give us a call. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, the Germans are out. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Brent Reed still in studio with us, because MG, we've just found out that Brent Reed, semi-professional soccer player back in his day.
Yeah, so he should have been in the Socceroos.
Yeah, well, I mean...
If it wasn't for Ange Postecoglou.
The way they're going,
I played against Ange.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, long time ago, 91, 92, I think it was.
Okay.
Sure he was playing back then.
Well, up there in Ipswich or down here?
No, it was down here. I think he was at South Melbourne, Ange, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, against South Melbourne, yeah.
Who are you playing for?
I was playing for Brisbane United.
Oh, wow.
Different paths you've taken from there.
We led 1-0 in that game and lost 5-1. It was one of my better games, actually.
Where'd you play?
I played centre midfield.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You must be fit.
Yeah. Midfield general, MG.
You obviously let them through.
Five games, second one half. Goal. Oh, they killed the second half.
Well, Reedy, if you were that good, you might have been able to get a game for these mob because
Germany
is out.
Wow.
The reigning world champions are out of the World Cup. Mm. They finished last in their group as a result of a 2-0 loss to Korea Republic.
You know, it's amazing. Everyone's going, oh, Australia, we're disappointed. We didn't make it through the pool stages. I mean, that puts it in perspective how hard it is. I mean, Germany, a lot of people had them winning it.
Oh, yeah.
And they've missed out. So, I mean, I think we did a pretty good job
to
be competitive.
Their coach's fault. keeps grabbing himself on the crackers all the time.
He keeps putting his fingers up his nose.
Every time you look at him, he's going, the old smell, like sniff and smell.
Where's that black skivvy too?
Hey, you're on TV, mate. Yeah. Come on.
Some of the headlines that have come off the back of it. The biggest disgrace in German World Cup history.
Yeah.
This loss is the embarrassing end of a catastrophic group phase. Another one, we didn't deserve any better. The team's official account just said speechless. And yesterday we spoke about this man, Malcolm Turnbull. This is what he had to say off the back of the Socceroos.
Oh, he didn't say something, did he?
Not getting through. No, this was Malcolm Turnbull to the Socceroos.
They were fantastic. Oh. They had some bad luck. That's football, I guess. But they really made us proud. Australia backed them every step of the way. And as I said to Millay last night in the message I sent him, we'll do so again at the next World Cup.
And MG, MG and I pointed out yesterday, he didn't watch any of that game.
No. You don't think so?
No.
He wouldn't lie as a politician.
He would know. He goes, soccer, football, which one is it?
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has responded to Germany going out and said, not our World Cup. How sad. There will be other tournaments where we can cheer again. I just think politicians should stay out when their sporting teams are involved.
I love how Angela Merkel's now been turned English. That was a good accent you did.
Can you say it in a German accent?
No, I can't.
Nine out.
I know nothing.
Now, if you haven't already done so, make sure you're following us at Rush Hour Triple M. The photo is up because an English fan, they've still got a game to go in their group phase, but they have graduated from the World Cup from the group phase. They will go through to the next round. Jamie Richardson from Castleford in England is so confident. He has gone and got the World Cup trophy with the words England 2018 World Cup winners tattooed on his stomach. Check it out, at Rush Hour Triple M.
What's his name? Where's he from?
Jamie Richardson from Castleford in England.
He'll be nervous tonight. Haven't they got Belgium tonight?
Yes.
Massive game.
But now MG and I are on the bandwagon of England, Reed.
Yes.
You are.
They're our team.
Well, after Socceroos got out, we asked our listeners yesterday to give us the team, and it was kind of unanimous that they all said you should follow England, or Croatia.
But our producer, Charlie, who was born in England, tells us that the English, it's better if they lose tonight against Belgium.
Yes.
Because then they finish second in the group and possibly have an easier round of 16
clash.
Flip
over to the other side of the draw,
Okay.
Although that's not as hard now because Germany's out. I think that's a Brazil-Germany side.
See, Charlie, I told
you. But Germany's gone now, so it's not that hard.
So hold on. Ed Reedy, clarify it for us. You're the semi-pro in the room. Do we want England to win tonight or not?
Do we ever want England to win in anything?
They've been us in the cricket. I like their manager, who's a young up-and-comer. Mm. And he's kind of come through the rookie system, like a bit like Freddie did with New South Wales. You know, he's given blokes a... what's his name again?
Gareth Southgate.
So I was just trying to find his name there in that sentence. I couldn't remember him. That's how much I love him.
I'll tell you what, tonight is the acid test for England, though, because Belgium are an outstanding team.
Okay.
And Mexico are staying because of Germany's outing, because they got flogged as well.
Exactly.
Wow. That's fantastic. No more 10 o'clock games, but that's a bit hard.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, Malcolm will stay up from. It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. 133353 if you've got a rapid fire footy question to throw at MG before tonight's game kicks off 7:50. And Reedy, you'll want to stick around because MG's got his headline ready for this game tonight.
I'm excited.
It's a good one. He's already told me it.
Reedy's helped me.
You'll want to hit every red light on the way home.
You cannot be serious.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Yes, and Triple M NRL primetime from 7 o'clock. Wendell Saylor, Anthony Maroon and Mark Guy ahead of 7:50 kickoff round 16. Dragons taking on the Eels. We've got rapid fire footy here, MG. We're going to start it off with a caller, James in St Clair.
Hello, Jimmy.
G'day, boys. How are you?
How are you, champion?
If Parramatta lose, who goes? Brad Arthur or Jared Hayne tonight?
Well, I know Brad Arthur's going nowhere, James, because they've already guaranteed that he's going to see out the year and next year, so it'd have to be the latter.
The Hayne train.
Reedy?
Reedy?
Thoughts? Yeah, I'm with you, MG. They've already guaranteed that Brad will be there next year, so it's the Hayne plane.
All right, the countdown on to MG's headline for tonight's game. It's you got sub-editors around the country waiting to hear this one, MG. Yeah. Let's get into some more questions. In what year will we next see the Bulldogs play finals?
What are we in? 2021.
Oh, that quickly?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with MG. I think 2021.
All right. Round 16 has some great games scheduled. What's the game of the round?
You're right. Warriors and Sharks are tomorrow night's game here on Triple M, 4th v 7th. Roosters, Storm, 6th, 5th. Broncos and Raiders, but is my pick. I think 8th v 9th. If the Raiders lose, they're gone.
I'm going to go with Broncos, Roosters, Storm, the Cooper Cronk Cup. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Mm, very good. Okay. Who's more likely to play Origin again in their careers, Aaron Woods or Bryce Cartwright?
Got to say Aaron Woods at the minute. Mm. Yeah.
I'm with MG Woods.
Bryce just broke his hand this morning. He's got to get rid of all ladders, black cats, mirrors.
What does he need to do? Because we know his ability at his best.
He's just got to regroup. He's got a bloke up there who's giving him untold support in Garth Brennan. He'll continue to give him that support, but he's just got to regroup. He's got to go back to what made him good, and that's just been a great, you know, bloke with so much ability. And
all right, two more to finish. Here we go. Should the Origin Shield be presented to the team as soon as they win the series?
I'm going to go with no.
Oh,
no. I was going to say yes, but I'm going to say no. Yes.
Glad you didn't sit on the fence, Reedy.
Yeah,
hey, will Australia ever win a Soccer World Cup?
No.
All right.
Not in my lifetime.
And MG, what will be tomorrow's back page headline?
Oh, Ben Hunt's Eels.
Yes.
That's not bad.
He'll come back from Club Lamb will be his sanctuary tonight.
Let me write that down.
Yeah, we got to go.
He's Lamb. He's Reedy. I'm MG. Stay around him, Sydney.
That's been the Rush Hour Catch-Up podcast with the legendary MG. If you want more words of wisdom from Origin greats like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer and Menzies, pick yourself up the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's new today.